Good morning. It is 9:09. I'm Larry Long. A nice morning out there. Partly sunny, 71. And welcome to Over the Garden Fence with your host, gardening expert Andy Waddell. Over the Garden Fence is brought to you by Waddell's Nursery, Florist, and Garden Center at the corner of Milliman 12th Street. And now, here's your host for Over the Garden Fence, Andy Waddell. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning, Larry. How are you, guy?
Oh, great. It's beautiful out there.
It is.
It puts you in a good mood.
It is. It's nice. It's not raining at the moment, and not 88 degrees in May. So,
yeah.
Hey, Larry, before we get started, I enjoy listening to Roger and to Greg at the shows getting ready for this morning. And I was just listening to Greg's show. And I wonder if I can make a quick comment. Now, we were...
Please do.
Client was talking about crushed concrete, and Greg was talking about walkways and paths, and we sell a crushed concrete, by the way, that's called 21AA. It is a great base, just like Greg said, underneath sand. So what we do, if you're laying pavers, 21AA, I like to put a good 6 to 10 inches. Some contractors will put it 1 foot deep, you know, lay the crushed concrete down, put the sand on top of that, 2 to 3 inches. Just like Greg said, you can screed out that sand very nicely and lay your pavers. The plus with pavers over concrete, pavers flex. They move when it freezes and thaws. I watched our front door at our new store 13 years ago get applied to concrete at the front door, and now it's all split up and cracked up, and I know it was applied properly. Concrete just can't breathe. So, Larry, I was just making a couple little comments.
Sure.
I enjoy Greg's show, and I was just trying to help with some of those ideas that a gentleman had called on during Greg's show.
Good.
So, hey, and good morning to you all. So I just wanted to say happy June 1st, and I'll tell you what, my oh my, how May flew by. You know, I wish there was actually more hours in the week. I asked George the other day, he was asking me something I could use, and I said, I could use a 28-hour day. Sounds funny. So I also wanted to congratulate the fourth generation of Waddells, my middle son, Caleb Waddell, graduating last night at Segoe High School. And you can ask guys all reminisce. Think about the day. I'm thinking about the day he came home from the hospital. Wow, does time fly by. I feel about the same way in the garden, in the landscaping, in the yard. Wow, how time flies by. And if stuff doesn't, the stuff, unfortunately, doesn't stop growing. The projects just don't go away. There's always something to do, and if you don't get something done, the list gets keeping bigger. So there's so much to do around the house, things do slip away, and the gardening list gets larger. Plus, with the graduation party only weeks away, my list, let's say our list, a wife of mine, is now almost a mile long. So, but I like to look at some of the highlights in the yard this week and at the home and at the yard at Waddell's. And I'll tell you, some of my favorite plants this week is actually a plant of the week at Waddell's. It's a new proven winter plant that I started carrying, Waddell's. It's a honeysuckle vine called Runalong. Runalong is a shiny, new, dark leaf foliage honeysuckle. Kind of resembles a cotoneaster. But it has fragrant, creamy yellow flowers with a deep red throat. So it's just, I thought it was so cute that I ended up buying one for the house. Great as a small ground cover. And yes, it can grow anywhere from 2 feet to 30 feet long, but it's only 3 feet wide. So it's a very easy, controllable plant. Yes, it being a vine, it will creep quite large, but because it's a compact variety, very nice. I'll tell you, another item this week in the yard that looks really good is the German bearded iris. They are the first of the iris to come on before the Japanese or the Siberian. And they're really showing their colors this year. Their little face is shining away. And at our house, we have varieties that I have been told has come from my dad's mother, or Harley Waddell's first wife, Isabel. So the iris we have are very deep navy blue with a fringe of white accents in the flower. Then we have plenty of the regular lavender varieties. And we also have a peach, kind of a pinky salmon color that just makes a striking combination. So another item that's out shining in full glory in the yard. Another focal point in the yard this week, and I should say everybody's yard this week, are azalea and rhododendron family. The azalea and rhododendron family is one of the highest asked for plants, but also one of our highest return items at Waddell. And why? Sometimes I just don't know why they get returned. But most of the time I can tell you the plants weren't handled right, weren't planted right, or weren't placed right, properly planted by the homeowner or the contractor. Not putting any blame, just as much blame on the contractor. The homeowner likely says, well, I watered it with my sprinkler system. I don't know why it died. Or the homeowner thinks that the contractor should know how, where, and why, and how to plant a rhododendron or an azalea, and it just doesn't happen always the same way. Rhododendron and azalea do not get planted like the other shrubs. So first of all, I'm just going to give you a quick rundown on how. So first, begin number one. Begin by choosing either a rhododendron or a location. Sounds funny. So you got to figure, I got an east side looking at a little more sheltered spot, or I got a wide open spot. So that's A, choosing either a rhododendron or choosing the location. B, determine what is the preferred exposure or what varieties will grow in this exposure. How much winter sun is this spot? So, and three is to match them up. So locate the optimum site or find the perfect variety for that spot. So we've got the begin, the determine, and the match them up. So our fourth thing is to test the drainage. So I'd ask you to get a watering can, dig your hole. Go ahead and pour some water in the watering can and fill up that hole. If it doesn't drain in a couple minutes, I'm going to ask you to do a second way to plant rhododendron. So say it drains pretty good, and within a couple minutes, that water drains right down. Rhododendron like moist, well-drained, acidic soil with a high organic matter. So I like to dig the hole twice the size of the width of the root ball, digging slightly deeper and larger, mixing it with Waddell's composted cow manure, sphagnum peat moss, backfill, and make that rhododendron just maybe 10 or 15% higher than the ground itself. Make sure not to plant it deeper than it was grown originally. Why I like to plant it high is because once that 10 or 15% of that root ball is sticking out of the ground, then you mulch it with a good 3 to 4 inches of mulch. Then that mulch line comes even with the stem of the plant instead of the mulch going up and over the stem of the plant. Now let's say a lot of times these rhododendron or azaleas are, believe it or not, heavy clay, poor situation. So in planting with clay, just loosen the existing soil about 30 inches across. Loosen it up about 6 inches deep and do not remove any of that soil. Then I'd like you to add a full bag of sphagnum peat moss and a full bag of shredded bark. Mix thoroughly on top of the loosened clay. Then I'd like you to add 2 cups of iron sulfate or garden sulfur. Mix thoroughly in with that. Scoop out the soil and to accommodate the root ball and tamp in the bottom of the hole with your hand. Position the root ball and fill in. So now you've actually created a rise or probably a 30 to 40% rise out of the ground with this rhododendron almost planted completely out of the ground, planted in this island. Backfill around that plant and then mulch again with 2 to 3 inches layers of shredded bark, and you should be able to have a rhododendron or azalea live a little better. So just tell a quick story and then we can go on a break, Larry.
Absolutely.
I have azaleas at the house that were at the house when we bought the home, and we are out in the country. So really, when we suggest to somebody plant an azalea, we always say put on a sheltered side, east side of the house, somewhere where it's not in the wind. Well, the azaleas at our home were planted on the due northwest wind. An evergreen azalea should be a sure kill or sure sign of death. But this evergreen azalea is doing fine. Planted on a northwest corner shouldn't make it at all. But because of, guess what? Regular maintenance. So mulching, moisture, cloud cover. I put a little holly tone on them. do a little foliarfing with muriacid and make sure to mulch the plant in the winter. So that's just a way maybe you can say, I have a fairly poor exposure, but I'd still like to try those azaleas and rhododendrons. Some of that is just a little know-how on how to put it through. So, Larry, when we come back, we can either talk about some varieties of rhododendron or the little buggers on our new little plants called aphids.
Sounds good, Andy. If you have a question this morning, give us a call at 382-4280 or toll-free 877-382-4280. Over the Garden Fence. We'll be right back on 590 WKZO.
Gorgeous landscape plants are arriving daily at Waddell's Nursery, Florist, and Garden Center, where you'll enjoy browsing greenhouse stocked full of beautiful bloomers. For instant color on decks and patios, check out the huge selection of annuals in containers and hanging baskets. For color that comes back every year, check out Waddell's perennial selection. There are over 800 varieties to choose from for both sunny and shady gardens. Peonies come in all the beautiful colors you expect, as well as the new yellow one. Don't forget the salvia. The long-lasting bloomer comes in pink, purple, blue, or white. And if you want to add some height to your perennial garden, check out the penstemon, which is also a favorite of hummingbirds. Have you longingly looked at rose gardens thinking you'd never have time to care for rose bushes? Try the new drift roses from Waddell's. They bloom all season and are very low maintenance. Need some color for a shady area? Some herb plants for healthy cooking? Some flowers to cut for bouquets? Something that's short for a border? You'll find the plants that will fit the bill at Waddell's Nursery, Florist, and Garden Center on Texas Drive at the corner of Millen and 12th Street.
It is 9:21, partly sunny and 70, and welcome back to Over the Garden Fence. Once again, here's your host, Andy Waddell.
Hey, thanks, Larry, and thanks for everybody for joining us this morning. And we are in the process of talking about azalea and rhododendron family and how many people like it, how many people enjoy it in the yard, and how many people lose those plants. And it's a very easy way to take care of these plants. So we've made a little list, and a good friend of mine at Waddell's, Rosie Kibenhoven, typed up a little list for us on some of our selection and caring for hardy rhododendron and azaleas, and we've put them into some classes. First of all, our azaleas and rhododendrons, about 95 or almost 100% of all the variety we buy from Michigan. We have them grown in the Saugatuck Douglas area. They are not something that has to be acclimated from Florida or California when they come in. And so, number one, you're going to have an azalea or rhododendron that's already grown in Michigan. Number two, we've put them into classes. So we have a number of different varieties. We have about 17 or 18 kinds for shade lovers. And I'm just going to go through a few. But these are plants for the north side of a winter sun blocker. Okay, meaning that you can't get an afternoon hot winter sun on them. It's going to cook them. So a couple of my favorites in this lineup of about 18 varieties is Pierce's American Beauty. It is a stunning plant. It does get about 6 foot by 5 foot. It's rosy red with a yellow spots on the flower. It is hardy to minus 15 degrees. Very nice plant, and it is one of the largest leafed rhododendrons. Almost looks tropical. The leaves are so large. We have Ann Hall and Yaku Prince and Princess. Those are very nice varieties. They're light pink, rose pink, and white bud with a red pink in them. And what these varieties are nice about is, yes, they're good for shade, but these are fuzzy leaf varieties, and the deer don't seem to appreciate them, and they don't eat them, so that's kind of nice. So in our variety of about 18, there's a couple varieties of the shade. Now, partial shade to shade, these are plants for, say, an east or a west or a north side, again, of a winter sun blocking situation. And so in this lineup, we have about 10 or 12 varieties, including Roseum elegans, variety that a lot of people know, nice lavender pink. Again, it's a late to mid flowering. Calsap, which is very hardy. It is a white with a purple blotch. It's a 7 foot by 5 foot plant, good sized plant, extremely stunning plant when it's in bloom. One of my favorite is Holden, H-O-L-D-E-N. It's nice. It's a compact, reliable bloomer. It's a medium pink. It is a medium size, too, so it's only about a 4x5. So Holden is a good choice. If you're maybe not the connoisseur or you think you might have a brown thumb, Holden's a very easy one. And Vernus is my last one in this second group. It blooms early with varieties like PJM. It's a bright pink, maxes out about 5 foot by 4 foot, and it's an early variety to a mid-variety bloomer. So there's a little list on our shade to partial shade. Now, in sun, that's where some people are going, what? You got rhododendron for sun? Believe it or not, on some of the tags, my friend who's growing these in Saugatuck and Douglas area have varieties that are good for all four exposures, north, south, east, and west. And some of those, one variety is called Landmark, which is an improved small leaf variety, improved variety of PJM. Landmark is a hot fuchsia pink, and it blooms about 10 days, maybe a week to 10 days later than PJM, which is kind of nice, everybody, because it does not get all the frost damage a lot of times. And we have Olga Menets. Olga, you can almost plant anywhere. It's a 5x5. It's an early to mid. It is a 25 below hardiness factor. So I'm just trying to give you a little lineup on some of the varieties for shade, some for partial shade, and sun for some of the varieties for sun. And there, if you stop in, we have a lot of these in bloom. Sometimes it's nice to touch and feel. And if you're doing a little garden that has rhododendron and azalea, do you know you can almost get a four-month, believe it or not, four-month bloom cycle? You can get varieties that will start blooming in the very late part of March and early April, like Grape Jam and Ramapo, and go all the way through to July and August when there is summer blooming deciduous azalea. So it's kind of fun to play with this family. I think a lot of times that plant, everybody gets it for, say, Mother's Day. It's a nice little cute little plant, and mom's doesn't know where to plant it. So stop in if you have questions like that. We've got a cheat sheet for azalea and rhododendron that you can take with you. And I told Larry a few minutes ago we were either going to talk about rhododendron or we were going to talk about a little bug. And I'll tell you, this week in the nursery, in people's yards doing consultations and just working at different landscape sites, the aphids and the spirea are almost everywhere. And you take a look, they're probably in your viburnum right now. It will be probably on a lot of the honeysuckle. If you look close, the ends of the pink spirea is about to flower. And you get up close, most of that variety is the spirea. We've had a very mild winter for bugs. So 10% permethrin spray or triple action plus will help with aphid. Or you could do a summer application of horticultural spray oil, or you can do Ortho Lawn Max Garden Insect Killer. But what happens is we had Anthony Water or pink spirea in our store in one of our ponds. Probably got aphid a few years ago, and it sets that plant back a little bit. Then you have a good fall that's got it really dry, and a lot of times you guys will look. A lot of those pink spireas will have a lot of dead wood, and it's not because of winter kill. It's probably because the plant has been set back, gone under stress with maybe aphid damage. We're doing an estimate for KVCC and some beautiful pink spirea. They were just loaded with aphid. Every single plant, every single stem. It's such an easy control. The Triple Action Plus does a nice job, or the 10% permethrin. So, Larry, we can go to an ad, but I want to. Do you have a second we can ask
you
something?
You bet. Absolutely,
Larry. You're gonna kind of chuckle.
All
I haven't
right.
done this before, but where I'm asking for a little help wanted ad. Sounds funny. I am looking for at Waddell's a team of maybe a few landscapers and maybe a few horticulturists that's looking for maybe a summer job.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm looking for somebody that would already have experience, that would have plant
sure.
knowledge,
mm-hmm.
that could work part-time to full-time in our nursery department, or somebody that has, or even knows somebody that has some landscape abilities or landscape desire and would like to be on our landscape or planting crew. So stop into Waddell's. Put in an application. I just wanted to do a quick plug there, Larry,
on
a help wanted ad.
Good.
Well, all right. We are going to be right back. If you have a call for us this morning, 382-4280 or 877-382-4280 over the garden fence. We'll be right back.
Where can you get the best selection around of top-quality landscape plants? Weddell's Garden Center, of course. And where can you get a warranty on trees and shrubs for up to 5 full years? That's Weddell's, too. Weddell's always recommends Mike Tree and Shrub Growth Stimulant. What is Mike, you say? Well, it's a 100% organic mycorrhizal fungi that forms a network within the plant's root structure that will bring additional water and nutrients to the roots. Plants will reap the benefits of this by rooting in better, growing better, even enhancing more flowering and fruiting. Mike is so good at decreasing transplant shock and increasing drought tolerance that Weddell's is extending their former plant warranty for up to 5 years on plants put in with Mike. This week, all sizes of Mike are on sale at Weddell's, including the 1 1/4 quart size, now just $13.07. For bigger planting projects, the 3.6 quart size of Mike is just $26.97. Be the one who has the plants that turn heads in your neighborhood with quality plants and Mike from Weddell's Nursery, Florist, and Garden Center on Texas Drive at the corner of Milliman 12th Street.
And good morning once again. It is 9:30 and a sunny 71. And welcome back to Over the Garden Fence. Once again, your host, Andy Weddell.
Hey, thanks, Larry. And thanks for everybody for joining us this morning. We talked about a few highlights in our yard. And maybe one of the highlights was even on a bug on the aphids. But, you know, you got to take care of some of that stuff before it gets too far along. You have aphid on spirea, chances are it's going to be traveling over to other plants in the yard. So, Larry, if you want, we could take a call, and I'll tell you, there are people at our store. If you have an issue or you have a question on an item, when you bring in a sample, bring in something a little bit bigger. What happened, Larry, yesterday somebody brought in a sample for a plant. It was half inch long by half inch. It was not even a sample big enough so we could see. So if you have an issue, snap off a branch or cut off a branch that is not going to disform the tree or the plant. Stop in. We got a pretty good diagnostic team that works pretty extensively on finding out your issues.
Very good.
You bet. You bet.
All right. Let's see who's on the line. We have Pam calling this morning. Pam, where are you calling from?
Well, I'm in Michigan right now, but I live in North Carolina.
Okay.
Hey, Pam, how are you?
I'm good.
Good. How can I be of help today?
Well, I recently saw a gorgeous tree. It was a tri-colored beech.
Mm-hmm.
Would that grow okay in North Carolina?
You got it. Yes, it would, ma'am.
It would.
North Carolina, can you, because I don't live down there.
Yeah.
How cold does it get in the winter? Will it get, you'll have snow once every once in a while, but you'll still get down to 30, 40?
Oh, yeah, we do. We live in the foothills, so we're closer to the mountain area.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be fine, ma'am.
Okay.
Tricolor beech is a stunning plant, isn't it?
Yes.
And a lot of people have to almost back up when they see that plant at our store, that it's a pink and a red and a white all on the same leaf. And it's actually, Pam, it's a hardy plant. It's a tough plant. You can put it, it's not a sensitive. It'll take a full sun. It just doesn't like a hot, beating wind. So beech-like cool roots. So if you have a sunny situation, my folks planted a tricolor beech probably in the early 80s. It has probably got a good 6-inch caliper trunk on it now. It is a slow-growing tree. It is not a big beech at all.
Okay.
But cool roots, warm top, that beech would love it. And I'll tell you, we have small, medium, and large, and we have a lot of the varieties of beech on sale right now, too, at the store. So we have
I wish I could fit one in my suitcase.
Well, I tell you, it'd be hard to find one, Pam, that would be small enough to fit in the suitcase. But,
yeah.
you know, there might be some seed sources or some little places online, or you could at least stop down and we ship stuff from time to time. We do have small tricolor beech, and I know to North Carolina what we'd have to do is probably wash off a lot of the soil, mm-hmm. pack it in packing material and ship it out. You could do something like that. We do that all the time.
Oh, okay.
So I'm just thinking of a way. Some of the states don't like soil moving from state to state. because of a virus or a bug or an insect. But if you wash it free, and then we could pack it with material, packing material, wet it down, wrap it up in plastic, send it out overnight, it probably could make it fine.
Okay.
I'm just thinking of ways to get a tricolor beach down to North Carolina for you.
Great.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Tricolor beach is a nice plant, and I'll tell you, mycorrhiza or the beneficial mites, my grandfather told me, that is what will make a tricolor beach do so much better. The enzymes in the ground, beach love.
That's okay.
Okay, Pam.
All right, thank you.
Have a good day. Thank you.
Too.
Well, Larry, have you ever seen a tricolor beach?
I don't believe I have.
It is a stunning plant. It kind of looks tropical or almost fake.
Yeah.
You know, and so a lot of that is there's pink, red, and white, which is the tricolor beach. Then we also have river's eye or European river beach, river's eye beach. And up in Northport by Leelanau.
Sure, been there. Love it.
Neat I do
little
too.
Town, yeah.
In Northport, there is a European river purple beach that almost goes across the city block. It is so wide. You drive under it. It is so big. And it is a stunning plant. Silver bark in the winter, burgundy foliage in the summer. Very cool. You know, it keeps the ground cool, good shade. So, and we have that variety. We have a purple pendula, which is a short weeper. We have purple fountain, which is the tall weeper. Like, you know, everybody down in Bronson Park, there's the big green purple or weeping beech down there. There's a purple fountain variety. Then we have a couple irregular varieties, Tortolosa and Rowan Eye and a copper-leafed one that is in stock right now. And I think, like I said, I think I have them 15% off right now in our ad. So Pam brought up a good point. I, like you guys all know, I'm a plantaholic. I'll tell you one other plant that is in its full glory this week at the store. Wisteria used to be a treasured item, almost like hydrangea, everybody, when it was in bloom. You'd find that wisteria bloom. Sometimes it would take 8, 10, 12 years to get a regular wisteria to bloom. We have now varieties called Amethyst Falls. And Amethyst Falls is in full bloom at the store. Every one of them blooms now. And it sounds funny. They've come out with varieties that are not nearly as temperamental to make them bloom. So Amethyst Falls doesn't have the huge, long 10 to 12-inch flowers. It'll have about 4 to 6-inch flowers. But it is a lavender, lavender blue, lavender purple. And it is, the flower is about the size of a sweet pea. So it's got a good 4 to 6-inch flower, very pretty. And I'll tell you, the vines, we have them in maybe a 3-gallon to a 10-gallon. They're anywhere from 3 foot to maybe 6 foot. They're just loaded with flower. So if you're looking at another item that really draws your eye, there is wisteria in bloom now. And people bring that branch in and say, what is this bloom? So plant a wisteria, plant a tricolor beech. It's a very nice item, both of those. Out in the yard this week, we've gotten quite a bit of work to do. We got some work done. This week, we ended up getting our fruit trees planted. We ended up adding one more row, and we end up putting a Bartlett and a Summer Crisp pear in. And then I did a cross-pollinator with my Sun Glow apricot. We put in a Moon Gold. And a lot of these fruit trees did the right timing, did the dormant spray. I'll tell you, here's just from the MSU crop report this past week. A lot of the fruits got kind of hit with the late frost, but some of the reports, the apricots are coming along very good. The fruit is good in 10 millimeters in diameter, and it's at the split shuck form, and it's got actually a good crop potential. I've looked at some of the apricots on mine. They're really starting to come along. Peaches are in the same way right now. Right now, we haven't got a lot of frost on those. What I did was on a lot of the fruit trees, I went out at midnight, 1 o'clock, sprayed all the trees down, soaked them down with water, and came back in early in the morning and sprayed it off again. And so that water froze instead of the leaf froze. So peaches are in the shuck right now. Crop, again, has good potential. But, again, look at a lot of that peach leaf curl is going to happen very soon. Same with your nectarines. You're going to see a peach leaf curl coming on very soon. If you don't get some, probably some copper soap, Fertilone copper, you could get if, before it gets started. I will say, well, I brought up the fruit trees. Cherries had a little freeze damage. Apparently, the fact that the tree had good foliage and the fruit was in the shock protected the fruit from the cold. But sweet cherries did suffer from a little freeze injury, but the extent of the damage will not be apparent till after the end of the post-bloom of the June drop. And really what I'm getting at is a lot of the cherry trees leafed out at Waddell's Fine this year, had good vigor and started to take off in customers' yards the same way. And then as that vigor, the plant started to have good flower, the flower dropped, and then all of that foliage dropped. And a lot of this, we feel, is from good frost damage. I'll tell you, a lot of it was down to 28 and 26 degrees, and the tree was already leafed out. Tart cherries, again, no freeze injury was reported in tart cherry. So, and the plums are actually general, the past the petal fall and in the shock. But black knot control is needed until the active shoot growth slows to early to mid-summer this year. Apples, they're in petal fall or path now. They're a little slightly behind because of the cold weather here this year. Light damage and on that fruit has been reported just a little bit, but keep up on that fruit spray program if you can. If you do that, then a lot of times when that fruit starts emerging, like peaches, very soon we're going to do another spray. I'll tell you, I'll probably end up removing some of the peaches. Some of the peaches are so loaded with fruit that that the tree can't support it all. So, Larry, when we come back, I think we're going to maybe talk a little more about some of the fruit problems that we have and make a few more comments on some of the items that Greg was working on a walkway program or a walkway job that he had.
Sounds good, Andy. We'll be right back to wrap things up over the garden fence on 590 WKZO.
Have you been waiting for that perfect shade tree to go on sale? Well, now's your chance. It's on sale this week at Waddell's. Waddell's grows most of the trees in their local nursery, so you can be assured of hardy, fully branched trees that are ready for you to enjoy. A favorite that Waddell's nursery specialist will recommend for beautiful three-season burgundy leaves is the Crimson King Maple. This week it's on sale for $97.97. You save over $20. For instant shade, the 13 to 15 foot sized locust tree is on sale for $139.97. Save $60. Need a hedge to block your view of the neighbors? American Arborvitaes are the perfect choice. They're on sale too. Need something for a smaller area? Get a little twist cherry tree. The mature height is just 6 feet, and you'll enjoy the beautiful blooms every spring. Be sure to check out the Waddell-grown rhododendron shrubs now while they're blooming. They're all 15% off this week. Ask any one of Waddell's Michigan-certified nursery specialists to help you pick out the trees, shrubs, and evergreens that will do best in your landscape. Waddell's Nursery, Florist, and Garden Centers on Texas Drive at the corner of Millman and 12th Street.
All right, once again, welcome back to Over the Garden Fence with your host, Andy Waddell.
Hey, Larry, thank you. And I'll tell you, just going to make a couple comments on Greg's and I enjoy around the home. So he's talking about 21AA crushed concrete this morning and what not to use, and I totally agree. In a driveway application, your car will be filthy. But in the base for a driveway, in the base for a paver, that 21AA crushed concrete with the stone dust works very nicely. The base, then you put the 2NS sand on top, you're going to see a good paver base. So a little combination of two different shows helping out a client.
All right.
I know we can take a quick one there.
Yeah, let's talk to Nancy quickly. Good morning, Nancy.
Hey, Nancy, how are you?
I'm just superb. I'm pulled off the side of the road. So I can talk. I want to know about corn gluten. I understand you can put it on and it kills weeds and fertilizes and is wonderful or something.
Nancy, you know what? We've sold corn gluten for years. And yes, if you apply it properly, there is a pre-emergent control for weed control. There's a pre-emergent control for crabgrass, also with corn gluten. It is a natural organic way. You have to apply it in generous amounts, Nancy. And then number two, don't break the barrier. Corn gluten is applied to the ground and the barrier is applied. There is about 70 to 90% post-emergent for weed control. But if you break that area, Nancy, like if you're digging up for annuals or you're putting in vegetables, you break that barrier, the weeds will come right through. So it's a natural way to apply it. You might want to stop in and see the pros and the cons, but we sell corn gluten in the store.
Does kill other plants too, so you have to be careful where you put it?
It will stop pre-emergent of seed. So if you're applying it to gardens, you're going to have to wait till the seeds come up.
Okay, that's all the time we have for today on this edition of Over the Garden Fence with your host, Andy Waddell. Join us again next Saturday. Brought to you by Waddell's Nursery, Florist, and Garden Center at the corner of Milliman 12th Street. Tune in again next Saturday morning after the 9 o'clock news for Over the Garden Fence. Coming up next, your financial planner with Ron Weiser.